Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy, podcast for Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. So there's an intervention on the show about me and my basketball injuries after I have broken my thumb again this past week. Salt is feeling the social media pressure. We have an update from our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys with Kennedy and Wellesley High School, who needed a swift kick in the butt. And we're trying to help producer Dan find the Christmas spirit. And we went to the big guy, not Santa, the head of the Boston Pops, Keith Lockhart.
He has just walked in. He is joining us on the show. He is the conductor of the Boston Pops, the Holiday Pops, a performance filled with holiday music favorites, the traditional pop sing-along, and a visit from Santa Claus, Keith Lockhart. Good morning, Keith.
How are you?
How you doing, buddy? Good
I'm
to see
great.
You.
How about yourself?
We are doing wonderful. I know you're running around from radio station to radio station. It's pretty chaotic this time of year.
Do I seem that out of breath?
That's all right. Have a seat. You're more than welcome to hang out with us.
But this mic is not holding its own here, so I'm holding the mic.
Oh, if you sit down, I think it'll sit down with you. Here's what I want to talk to you about, because we've had a little problem on the show, and we felt like you were the guy that we could go to.
You're our Band-Aid.
Yeah, so this is producer Dan. I don't know if you've met producer Dan before.
I met him as he was rushing me down the hallway.
Move!
How long have you been with Pops now? 20 years?
24 years.
24 wow. years, okay.
Wow. So you before you were born.
Not me.
He's looking at Annie.
I got kids that are that age. So Dan shared with us that he's tired of being the grumpy elf over the holidays. And we're
I'm not any kind of elf. I do not have the Christmas spirit, Keith.
Not at all?
Not at
that
all.
That is so sad.
I know. I'm working on it, buddy.
Okay. Well, we can help.
Well, that's why we brought you in here, because I just feel like every year when we go to the Holiday Pops, it really does just kind of set the mood. It kind of puts you in the mood for the holidays.
So you guys are joining us this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to be
December 14th.
We're going to read December 14th. The last time we did it 2 years ago,
Didn't go so well.
Yeah, I don't think you were there.
You weren't there. It was that other cat.
It was the old
and we screwed it up.
You might need to supervise them this time.
Okay.
There was a moment where there's the break, and then you wait for the but that didn't come, and so I was waiting, and the guy
Can
was
you
like,
"Say again, what you wait for?"
It's very technical, symphonic terms, Keith. I don't know if you know
that. We had a moment.
Well, you know, I can help.
Are you going to be there this
I'm
year when we do it?
Experienced professional.
Oh,
he knows like better than anybody.
It'll be great.
Well, we've done it once already. I feel like I'm okay now. I'm not nervous.
Yeah,
anymore.
It is tough the first time. It's really funny. I mean, people
sweating.
Who speak for a living, like you guys do, but all of a sudden you're speaking for a living for 2,100 people who are looking at.
I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I was so nervous.
I was dressed up last time we did it in suit and tie. Can I wear an ugly sweater this year?
Yes,
I can.
Oh, yes.
Oh okay, done.
Wow. Yes,
as
ugly
long as
sweater.
It's an ugly Christmas sweater.
It is an ugly Christmas.
No, it's just an ugly regular Thursday sweater.
Okay, so again, we're going to be reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. That will happen December 14th. You can buy tickets for any of the shows, which goes now through December 31st. You go to bso.org. So we want you to take a listen to something. This is the idea that we had.
This is going to help Dan?
We think this is going to help Dan. You'll have to let us know.
This is the story of producer Dan. He doesn't have the Christmas spirit. Dan and his humbuggedness, nobody wanted to hear it. In comes Annie, the Christmas elf, to whisk producer Dan away. She'll do fun things with him to get him in the spirit of the holiday.
Hey.
Annie the Christmas elf, she'll make Dan's Christmas a ball. Bar crawls ice skating at the frog pond, going to blink at Faneuil Hall. Annie the Christmas elf, she's got Christmas on tap. Shopping for ugly sweaters and other Christmassy crap. If you're like producer Dan and don't have the Christmas spirit, call for Annie the Christmas elf and you know she will hear it. Annie the Christmas elf doesn't just think of herself. Annie the Christmas elf, don't put her on a shelf.
What do you think? Annie the Christmas elf? Do you think she's going to cheer?
You know, and it's amazing that the song stopped when they ran out of things that they could rhyme with elf.
So can we perform that with the Pops?
Well,
that will get me into Christmas spirit.
If you sing it live.
Amen.
Dan, you've never been to the Pops, right?
In my Grinch state, I have never been to the
box.
Well,
we could fix that.
I feel like that must be remedied,
so
right?
So do you think for you, Dan. We can
Yay!
Do that right
Can we make
and
that?
And my heart grew three sizes today, Keith Lockhart.
And for your sponsor.
My Christmas elf. I've always wanted to be whisked away, and now it happens.
Yes! Yes!
And your sponsor.
Dan, we have so much fun activities.
That's amazing. God. I'm actually really
One
excited.
One holiday at a time, man.
How come you've never been, Dan?
It's just not something my family has ever done. We've never been like, let's all go. It's not what we do. We're not those kind of people.
What do you do?
Not much.
Dan just found out yesterday that his family, they got rid of his Christmas tree.
Like a decade ago. He went home and he said
didn't
to
even
his
know
mom.
They did. Yeah.
In an attempt to get into the Christmas spirit, I went home and I was like, so let's go in the attic, let's pull down our tree, and let's decorate it. We'll get some eggnog.
Hold it here. Here's the problem. Seriously, an artificial tree?
And you,
when
what
I was
I've seen.
When I was young, it used to be a
Thank
real
you,
tree,
Andy,
and it was all decorated and had the train, the whole works.
Right.
But then as I got older, the Christmas spirit shrunk, and then we stopped wanting to deal with the needles of a real tree. We got a fake tree, and then after a couple of years, we stopped decorating it. We put it in the attic, and a couple of years later, it's just gone.
Annie, help him.
We're changing this now. We're going to go get you some ornaments. We're going to make some. We're going to have a nice little craft session.
I am going out tonight. We're getting a tree. I'm going to decorate it. Yay. I am going to spike some eggnog. I'm going to try.
Yes.
See how it goes.
Good.
I'm not saying I'm going to like it. I'm saying I'm going to try.
You got that sparkly stuff and felt and Elmer's glue.
We need some tents. Some little popcorn and a string.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We have Keith Lockhart. Again, if you want to get tickets for the holiday pops, BSO.org. Any other very well-known celebrities that are going to be reading Twas the Night Before Christmas with you guys?
None like you guys.
Well, he's next to us, you know, like there's 1A and then there's 1B.
Just stop.
There are some wonderful local favorite media personalities and politicians.
Oh, really?
Wonderful. Yes.
Well, we're super honored you invited us back, really. Well, I just thought it was going to be a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and so thank you so
really,
much.
Really? And especially afterwards, you just thought you'd blown it and you'd never
well,
no, be asked
again. It was fun. The audience was with us when we blew it, or when I blew it, so, you know, it was nice.
I'm there for you. But, I can make this work.
Thank you for bringing us a toy, by the way.
Oh,
we really appreciate it.
Yes, thank
yes.
you. Yes. What did you bring us? An instrument, of course?
Of course.
Yeah, he brought a guitar.
This is actually my guitar.
That is your guitar? Oh, that is your Minnie Mouse guitar? I love that.
It's pretty good.
Is it in tune?
Not yet, but, you know.
Don't ask Carson. It's hard to
Yeah, we're on from Thursday through December 24th.
Oh, you haven't started. That's right. December 6th. I was reading the date wrong. Yeah, that's
and
right.
Then after the holidays, we do three performances of Home Alone, the entire movie, in high def on our giant screen.
I love that.
With
what?
The score played live by the Boston Pops.
Well, yeah.
And then we have Seth MacFarlane for New Year's Eve.
I think I'm going to go to that.
Oh, wow.
I went a couple years ago with Carson's mother-in-law.
Yeah. To which one? To the Home Alone?
The Home Alone.
No. To the Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was a great...
I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an incredible
Really cool.
voice,
really cool.
You know? And he's also... kind of funny. So
yeah,
man can sing.
Okay, BSO.org. If you want to go to the Holiday Pops, December 6th through the 31st. And again, we'll be out there December 14th. I'm pretty sure that show is about to sell out right now.
Probably already
so,
is.
So yeah, you can fret about going that
it,
night.
Just
no.
because people plan really far ahead.
Again, we will. The 8 p.m. show on December 14th is the night that Kennedy and I will be reading Twas the Night Before Christmas with Keith Lockhart and the Holiday Pops. Thank you for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, the floor is yours.
So Carson, you're a little injury prone when it comes to basketball. We have seen you break a foot. We have seen your neck be torn up. We have seen you get a karate chop to the throat.
To the Adam's apple.
And we've seen now a broken thumb. And all of these things are because of your need and want to play basketball, no matter how many times you get hurt.
This is
and
true.
It's gotten to the point now that we just... we're concerned for your well-being.
Should have heard my wife when I called her Friday on the way to the ER. She's like, let me guess, basketball.
Well, everyone who came up to you at the toy drive said the same thing. So it's clear that perhaps, like my driving, maybe you shouldn't be playing basketball anymore. So we wanted to bring everyone here. We also asked Lana to come on, so if you could bring her up.
Is that the hotline there?
Mm-hmm. Lana.
Good morning, babe.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, boo. So we're all here. We've all written a letter to you because it concerns us. Our heart is here for you.
Okay.
Some of these words might be hard to take, but please know it all comes from a place of love. And since I started this thing, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Carson.
Yes.
We've been friends for 20 years. Mm. And in that time, I've seen you do some remarkably wonderful things and some exceptionally stupid things. I could make a list, but I feel like that's just adding insult to injury. See what I did there? We have watched you break a leg. I've seen you lying in bed with a pain in your neck that made it so bad you couldn't move for a week. You got a karate chop in the throat and was able to speak for a couple of days, and now a broken thumb. And here's what I'm going to say, champ. Our ability to make money hinges on your ability to A, be able to stand up, B, to talk, and C, to push buttons. Not just mine, but the ones on that board thing over there. I'm begging you. It's not worth it. Your next injury might be your nose, and hasn't your nose been broken enough?
Three times.
All right, who's next?
Why don't we do Annie next?
All right.
Carson, we're all here because we care about you.
Thank you. The first step
is always admitting and taking a long, hard look at yourself and realizing the man in the mirror maybe isn't young or fit or athletic. Look, I know it's hard to unlace the kicks, put away the jersey, but I think it's time you and Spalding take a little breather. To be fair, I respect the heck out of the hustle. 50, bald, gangly, and you're still getting after it at the Charlestown Y. I don't think it's the end of your thriving baller career. Just maybe stick to only playing younger people, like 8-year-olds, like your son. Get that confidence up, dunking on second graders.
Thank you, Ann.
Dan, you
want to go? I will go next, sure. Remember, you're in a safe space. Dear Carson,
I'm scared.
Your ill-fated attempt at a basketball career has affected me negatively in the following ways. Well, none really, in the sense that if you want to repeatedly hurt yourself by playing overly aggressive pickup basketball at 50, that's 5-0, with, by the way, a bunch of dudes who apparently don't have jobs because they're playing at noon on a Tuesday, so they got nothing to lose. That's entirely up to you. I'm going to sleep fine either way. But if you're going to continue to play, be better. Every time that you drive the lane and go up with that weak sauce that gets slapped into the eighth row, you're making our whole show look bad. Every time you turn your ankle just jogging down the court after a play you didn't even have anything to do with, that's a reflection on all of us. In conclusion, continue to play if you wish. I'm not going to tell you how to live. I'm just going to tell you, live better.
My apologies, Dan, for making us look bad on the court.
All right, I'll go before we'll finish it up with Lana, but I'll go
last. Yes.
Carson,
yes,
this is a safe space. You are among friends.
I've heard that a lot this morning.
It's important for you to know it.
Okay. We care about you, but your self-destructive behavior has got to stop. No, we are not talking about your horrible guitar playing. It's an entirely different intervention. This is also not about your incessant need to tell us that we should be watching Atlanta or the marvelous Miss Maisel or whatever other binge-worthy du jour show you're streaming right now. We get it. You watch cool TV. This is about basketball and, moreover, your repetitive, debilitating injuries. A man of your advanced years should not be active in a sport like this. You should be active in less aggressive pastimes. Perhaps bocce. Jump into a bridge club. Stamp collecting is out there. Anything that doesn't involve you throwing bows with much younger, more athletic men.
Yes!
In these letters, we are supposed to say how the behavior affects us personally. To be honest, your behavior can really only help me. You get another throat chop, and Salt in the Gang becomes a reality. So I tell you what, ball up. Sincerely, Salt Esquire.
Thank you, Salt. And Lana, we'd like you to wrap this all up by bringing in what I'm sure is a very heartfelt letter to your husband.
It is. I start by saying that I love you, and this is out of love for you and my sanity. I love that you love to work out and that you're active, but playing with 20-something-year-olds may not be your 50-year-old speed anymore. Your broken legs, your gashes to your face, and now a hand you can't even write with or do much less anything around the house. I have vowed in sickness and in health, but not stupidity, that there is an AARP basketball group that will find them. And after all, I am not Morgan Freeman, and I'm not driving Mr. Carson around. I say this out of love, but find something new to do.
Thank you, Lana. Bring it in.
Awesome.
So again, Carson, all said with love, but we really hope you're going to listen to us and stop playing basketball because none of us want to hear about it anymore.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
That you'll get help.
Do you feel you have a problem? The first step is admitting that you have one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a problem.
And what are you going to do about it?
I am going to play with more people age appropriate.
No, that's the wrong answer, but we'll work on it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So we have some audio here. We are collecting for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. We are headed out again this week. Our last three stops, Thursday, the shops at Chestnut Hill from 5 to 7. Saturday, South Shore Plaza, 11 to 1. And then Sunday, North Shore Mall from 12 until 2. If my numbers are correct, we right now have around 3,300 toys, okay?
You're very close.
Yeah, that's just an estimation, around 3,300 toys.
So we need 6,700.
So we need 6,700 toys.
6,700 toys.
At the next three stops. If you could stop by, that would be fantastic. We have some schools that are involved. I know you went out to Wellesley High School yesterday. How did that go?
So we had a little chat.
Okay.
And these kids are older, so I feel that Auntie Kennedy can come in. So let's just do this. I was in one of the classrooms. Kara, who's the teacher who brought me in, she's a theater teacher there. And so this was the theater three class.
Right.
And so I just asked the obvious question.
Okay.
All right, so has anyone here actually donated a toy yet?
People! I bought it!
So that's a whole bag of nopes. Not one person said yes.
No,
they're just
toys.
Sitting there.
So I felt that Kennedy needed to bring some hard truths to these young people.
Like, so there were some really cute elementary kid interviews today on the radio, and we've got to.
Yeah, and they're coming for you.
We got to stomp on it.
They already have 200 toys. We don't. They're fifth graders. You're not. You have cars. You have money. You can drive. I'm very disappointed in all of you.
Oh.
Wow.
You can drive to the toy store. I like your tact here, Kennedy.
So then I asked them.
Shame.
Pretty much. I figured that worked for me when I was their age.
No,
so.
I'm here for it.
So then I went around and I'm asking your excuses.
Oh.
So I need your excuses to why you haven't bought me a toy yet.
I haven't had time to go out and get one.
I'm
broke.
Bye.
I'm gonna.
Oh.
I'm going to.
I keep making excuses.
That's right, Red.
I'm going to also.
I will get a toy. I was just really tired.
It's sitting in my basement.
It's sitting in my kitchen.
Like I'm gonna. So I felt Auntie Kennedy needed to give him one more dose of hard truths.
Okay, so here's what I need, people who are older than everybody else who's getting toys in this entire thing. You need to lead by example. You're the elders of this contest. So you're being beaten by fifth graders. I don't know how old that is. 10-year-olds, you guys have cars and jobs. I expect better. So if I come back in a few days, will you have toys for me?
Yay!
Of course you
will! Are you lying to mommy?
No!
I don't believe any of you.
I heard somebody in the back say, sort of.
Well, they are an acting class, so.
They acting,
you know,
like
when this whole thing started, I didn't necessarily want my school to win. We didn't have to win. I just didn't want to come in last place.
Right.
And I feel great about that.
Yeah,
right,
I think
now.
You're going to win.
No. I feel like I'm definitely not coming in last place.
All right, so has anyone here actually donated a toy yet?
People.
I could just picture the look on your face.
Kennedy.
Needless to say, I did bring a carload full of toys back, but not from this class, obviously.
Okay. Well, you brought us some toys. Yeah. So thank you to Wellesley High School for that. Yeah. And thank
Every
you for motivating
counts.
The class
yes.
that you saw.
Every toy counts.
So we each have a school that we're representing. We are helping to collect toys that way. You can also mail us the toys. I came in this morning, and there were boxes stacked 5 feet tall at
They've
the front
desk. They've stopped bringing
them
downstairs. They just are like,
oh,
no,
it's
you're
awesome.
Have to come get
I love
them.
It.
Yeah. So if you go to mix1041.com and you click on the Carson and Kennedy 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys logo, right there is a listing of the three locations where we're going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which is Shops at Chestnut Hill Thursday, Saturday, South Shore Plaza, Sunday, North Shore Mall, but then also the address of the radio station. So you can just ship the toys right here, and that would be fantastic. And again, we need your help. We got to collect, you know, almost 6,500 toys.
Over 6,500.
Well, no, because the schools, I think, are going to help a little bit, too.
Not so. Wellesley.
Okay.
All right, so has anyone here actually donated a toy yet?
People! I got it!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Paul just bought himself a gimbal off the internet, Kennedy, for his phone. If you don't know what a gimbal is, it's a device that allows you to take smoother pictures and video.
Just keeps it level.
And I think he's starting to feel the stress a little bit of being a dad. You realize you're going to be taking lots of photos and videos.
Oh, my God.
And you just know to make sure that it's the best quality because you don't want to go back and watch some shaky, blurry video.
Anybody actually ever go back and watch video?
All the time. Yeah. My wife and I do it all the time. We have a device that connects the computer to the TV so we can watch the videos on the big TV. When family is over, we force them to watch it. Yes, old pictures. Isn't this adorable? Look, here's Barrett when he was 2. Here's Barrett when he was 3. Here's Barrett when he was 4.
Yeah. It's people like you that are ruining it for people like me. Because the problem is, people like you have been doing this for 8 years now. You know, we're 5 months in, and we have enough other crap to worry about. And when I say crap, I mean literal crap.
Okay.
That the daily photo shoot of what CP is doing is becoming very, very arduous. It's ridiculous. Like, every day, it's like, oh, hey, we got to get the first this. Oh, we got to get this. We got to get that. The other day, we had 3 separate photo shoots in one day for 3 separate
Can I just ask, when you say photo shoot, do you mean you're actually hiring a photographer, or is this you guys just trying to set up something?
Actually, we have hired a photographer that took CP's baby pictures,
right.
Our buddy Zach. He did an amazing job. But I can't afford to hire Zach all the time, so I got to bust out the iPhone.
Right.
You know, Sarah's got to bust out her phone, and we're trying to take pictures. And my wife is great, but she feels the pressure from other moms.
That's why I bought that big camera that I have, because my wife is like, "Oh, I want to get this picture and that picture." I'm like, "I'm not paying somebody," so that's why I bought the big camera.
No, she
Do you
said
mean like the monthly ones where you put them on the thing and you circle the date or
there's
whatever.
There's the monthly ones
with the monogram, 3 months old.
Yeah, that's you got. That we got the monthly ones, but then you also have the seasonal ones.
Sure.
You have the holiday ones. You have Christmas cards coming up. Sarah got so upset. She was like, "Oh my God, we had a big parenting fail over Thanksgiving." I was like, "What did we do? Did she get her or something? Did we forget to feed her? What happened?"
Well, they forgot to feed you. As I recall,
are we good? But... Yeah. I was like, "What's going on?" She's like, "No. We didn't take a picture of her in her Thanksgiving outfit and post it." And I'm like, "Who gives a crap? We had a great Thanksgiving. It was baby's first Thanksgiving, and it was wonderful. She was with her family. She'll totally remember it.
Wait, no.
I mean, her family will remember it. And the kids Snapchatted the hell out of it.
Kennedy, you have a lot of pictures of you growing up, though, like around the house. Did your mom have that?
Not around the house, really. There was a book of them. I mean, yeah, because I was the firstborn.
Yeah.
So there were pictures. But
yeah, a lot of photos.
No, zero of me. There's 8 pictures of me in this world before 2001.
Yeah, really? My little sister saying.
Yes.
Annie?
So many.
Just and
my
all
mom
the walls
got,
covered in pictures.
She got all the home videos transferred to DVDs. It's amazing. There is so,
cool.
so much.
We didn't even have a video camera when I was growing up. And I'm not saying it's kind of feast or famine. I would like more than the 8 pictures of my childhood. But I don't need 17,000.
Yeah, I think there might be 3 of me as a baby.
Yeah.
There might be 3 of me. My mother never kept pictures, never took the pictures.
It's crazy.
So that's part of the reason why I do it, because I now want to have 10,000 pictures of my children.
Well, I get you taking the picture, but I feel like it's a different thing feeling you have to post the picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's ridiculous. You know, it's you can't have a holiday without... And all the garbage that you have to buy now. You have to buy like baby's first St. Patrick's Day.
baby's first Labor Day.
Those ears you had on CP the other day were really cute.
I bought those for me for the toy drive events. I just happened to put them on her head.
Oh, they were cute.
It was a
her.
Win.
It was. I'm trying to economize because I can't afford all this crap.
All right, go back to fixing your
gimbal.
Yeah, so we're gonna do a steady video.
I do have a video series of her and her favorite stuffed animal that's gonna be coming out soon.
Oh, I'm so excited!
It's the adventures of CP and Mr. Pinkerton.
Oh, well, you know what it was.
I'll be voicing Mr.
Salt. Saw the story that came out yesterday of the highest paid YouTube stars, and number one on the list was a 7-year-old.
Stop
making over $20 million a year off of YouTube.
Okay, you're lying now.
No, I'm not. Yeah, they put out the top 10 list.
If I could just make money back on that gimbal, I'd be fine.
Yeah. Right.